Welcome to the Gorfein Schiller and Garden podcast series. Today we are speaking with Aaron Bloom, who is the Director of Tax Services at GSG, about a new rule that will require reporting companies to file with FinCEN reports containing personal information about the company's beneficial owners. And Aaron, thanks for joining us today.
Matt, my pleasure. Glad to be here.
Yeah. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. And let's really kind of start a little bit more at the top with some definitions. So what does beneficial owner mean, and why is it suddenly so important to know?
Well, a little hidden fact that came out of the National Defense Act for fiscal year 2021 was a little hidden gem that accountants and businesses all over the world are now kind of facing. For many, many years, we have faced as individuals a foreign account reporting. And this foreign account reporting was not part of your income tax return, but was done as part of your taxes. So it kind of led to a little bit of confusion, but they're really two different places. So the reporting actually goes to a place that's called the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, which is commonly referred to as FinCEN, as you did in the opening. FinCEN kind of manages, you know, financial crimes and looks for information to be able to look at these things. So typically when we would advise a client who came to us and had foreign bank accounts, we would say, hey, you're not doing anything illegal. There's no reason to worry about just giving some simple information and comply with the rules. So FinCEN then said, well, wait a second. We have all this information as it relates to bank accounts. What about all the entities that are doing business? And said, all right, let's throw something out there to make people register their business. Now, for the most part, let's be very honest, the reporting that's involved is mostly what I would say, and most accountants would say, is a nuisance filing. But the problem is there are some pretty substantial penalties if you don't do it. So let's kind of talk at the top, is who is a beneficial owner? A beneficial owner is someone who exercises substantial control over a reporting company or owns more than 25% of the interest of a reporting company, which means that someone who doesn't own anything, but still has a major aspect in filing, maybe a CFO or a CEO, could still potentially have to file in these companies. So it just broadens the approach. And truthfully, it's any business that's out there. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that as we go forward.
Yeah, great. That's perfectly in line with my next question. So when is reporting beneficial owners required for a company then?
So we have kind of three sets of deadlines. So number one, all reporting starts as of January 1, 2024. And what is even stranger about this whole FinCEN thing, even though it's been out there since 2021, the actual reporting mechanism doesn't exist. So if you actually go to the FinCEN website, you actually will see information about this, but you will not see any place that you can actually do it. So we're going to break this into number one, any entity that was alive and active as of the end of 2023, so December 31st, 2023, your reporting timeframe is anytime during 2024. So you can file this report beginning on January 1, 2024, subject to it being up and running, to the end of 24, so December 31st, 2024, and you would have a timely filed report. So that gives you plenty of time to do that. The more problematic part, I think, for most people, accountants as well as companies, is the fact that any company that started after January 1 of 2024, the time frame for those companies is 30 days after the formation of the company. And many accountants out there will say, well, wait a second, I don't even know about entities that are formed until way after that, you know, sometimes a year after they're formed. And potentially that creates a problem. So I will say that that is currently how it has been talked to and talked about. The American Institute of CPAs is working very hard to at least lengthen the time that that's out there. But I think this is one of those things where hand in hand, both accountants and attorneys are going to have to work more with their clients in order to come up with timeframes that will allow people to meet these deadlines. And then the third set of things is if you have a change to something that you have reported in the past, you have either 30 under the current rules or 90 as proposed to make those changes and get those things changed in the FinCEN website.
Got it. So what specific information do companies need to really start reporting?
Well, the good news is, as I said earlier, is at some level, this is a nuisance filing. And what I mean by a nuisance filing is truly anybody with about 5-10 minutes could easily do this filing. So number one, from the reporting entity side, it's very simple. You need to have the full legal name of the entity, the business address of the entity, where it was formed. So for example, for Maryland companies, you would need to say Maryland, for California, California, and the IRS taxpayer identification number that you use for that entity. So it isn't a lot of information that you really need to have, but again, you need to have it so it matches all that information. On the individual side, for each beneficial owner, you need to file the name, the birth date, the address, and their identifying number. And we're using identifying number is because it could be a taxpayer identification number, it could be an ITIN number, or it can be a social security number. But any number that that person uses to communicate with the Internal Revenue Service from the individual or beneficial owner side, that's what they're looking
for. Got it. And I know, Aaron, we talked about deadlines in the second question, but is there anything that our listeners need to know about the deadlines that you haven't covered already?
Well, number one, there are a number of ways that you can, quote unquote, be legally put out of this. So number one, there are some large operating entity exceptions. So if you employ more than 20 people in the U.S. and you have gross revenue or sales of over $5 million and you are in the U.S., you don't have to. So yes, that will take a large number of entities out of the way. But for most small businesses, that's not going to get them out of it. So we have to worry about that. In fact, they actually think there'll be probably about 33 million businesses that will have to comply with this. And the problem is, while this is a nuisance filing, the penalties are not nuisance. So the penalties for this is $500 a day for noncompliance, which are civil penalties, on top of criminal penalties of up to $10,000. Now, obviously, if you make a good faith effort of doing this, I don't think you'd have to worry about it, but you have to be very careful because, you know, obviously you don't want to file and miss this. And at the same point, you don't want to file something that wouldn't meet the deadline. So need to have a good plan because most larger companies, it's not just the one company that they have. They have multiple entities underneath. So you're talking about all these entities that are out there, and just getting your handle on it, I think, is going to be, for some companies, is close to next to impossible. But with proper planning and having a year to do this, I think we have enough time and lead time to be able to take care of this.
All right. Those are great insights there. Thanks, Aaron. So what happens if there are changes or really inaccuracies in reported information?
Well, again, once you've discovered it, you have time to go back into the system. And the system is supposed to be, you know, just like any other thing, you're going to have a username and a password. And once you've securely got into your system, you'll be able to make those changes and upload them fairly easily. And also, I think as a lot of this is going to be kind of, we're going to see this as we all hit in January and February and start to do these. I think a lot of this, there are going to be some errors. And I think in those who early adopt filings, I think there's going to be a lot more forgiveness than those that we hit on December 31st of next year and the system crashes because everybody realizes that we've got 30 million of these businesses that haven't filed yet.
Got it. You know, Aaron, we always enjoy speaking with you. And our last question is, which is our usual last question, is how can GSG help?
Well, GSG can help by helping you get a game plan, because I don't think for a lot of companies where you've got a single entity, I think this is pretty easy to do. But for companies that have multiple entities, multiple companies, multiple layers, I think a real game plan needs to get done between clients and the accountants and even bringing the lawyers into this. So I think GSG is really well placed to be able to help you start that game plan get everything in line so that you're not facing a mass filing on December 31st of next year.
All right, great. Well, this concludes this Gore, Fine, Shiller & Garden podcast interview with Aaron Bloom, who's a director of tax services at GSG. And as you heard, Aaron was kind enough to share his insights about a new rule that will require reporting companies to file with FinCEN reports containing personal information about the company's beneficial owners. And Aaron, thank you so much for your time today.
Pleasure as always, Matt. Look forward to the next time.